Not the Gemara, but the Kamer Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding here. Boyum Zeir, Mizgal Gel Mau. It's about 15 lines down. First word of the line is Mizgal Gel. Yeah? Boyum Zeir, Mizgal Gel Mau. What's the din if it's Mizgal Gel? Here we have Machlekes Rashi telling us what does it mean by Mizgal Gel. Yeah? And it's Mizgal Gel from Rishis Yochid to Rishis Rabin, or from Rishis Rabin to Rishis Yochid. What's the deal? So we'll learn Rashi Pshat, and then afterwards we'll learn Tesis. What's the case of Rashi? What's Mizgalgal? So Rashi, on this word, Mizgalgal, Rashi doesn't actually say something, he says on the next words of the Gemara. But, okay, we'll wait for the next words of the Gemara. Hey, what's he talking about? You're going to Kaima, or you should say, okay, there was a sheaf, that's how we normally translate it, to in Rishis Yochid. But we mean here that you have some produce in Rishis Yochid, some produce in Rishis Rabin, and become Mizgaldo Va'osi Rishis Yochid Rishis Rabin. And the produce literally was rolling from Rishis Yochid to Rishis Rabin. So Rashi says what it means. Says Rashi, second line on the page. You're going to kind of omit of Rishis Yochid. Or behema b'rishus harabim, the behema is in rishus harabim. Or megalgeles va'osi b'rishus hayochid l'rishus harabim. And the behema was rolling the fruit from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. What's the shayin exactly? My v'osa achilos dinav u'p'torah. Do we go according to where the actual eating was? And we know that lochid will be eating in Rishus HaRabim, what's the din? It's not possible because it will be a Misteachid, Torah says, and it's not Steachid, it's Rishus HaRabim. So do you go according to where the eating was and your potter, or your basa the shokla le'al zinon v'chayeres, or do you go where it was taken from? And if so, you'd be chayeres. Here it says Rashi, that's the shayeres of the Gemara, the animal. Let me just finish up my sentence first, yeah? That the animal took it from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid, and ate it in Rishus HaRabim. So when we talk about the field of Shen, and we know that Shen is potter in Rishus HaRabim and Chayim in Rishus HaYochid, what's that referring to? Is it referring to when he actually devoured it? When he destroyed it, he actually ate it up. If that was in Rishus HaRabim, then you're potter. If it was in Rishus HaYochid, you're Chayim. Oh, no, it's going according to what started the ball rolling. If the animal took it from Rishus HaRabim, then you're potter. The animal took it from Rishus HaYochid, you're chayev, irrelevant where the actual animal, where the animal actually ate it. Yeah, Tom, what was your aura?
I was just looking at the language. The word by itself almost could be read as if this sheep was rolling, but the scoundrel was reflecting.
Right.
How did change the tapio?
Not on.
And also, the scoundrel is a zachor.
Yeah.
And then he makes it.
Taisis asks your question. Taisis asks your question.
What?
Taisis asks your question.
Yeah.
But that's how Rashi Lenin, it's not the shadow of the fruit themselves rolling, but the animal taking it out. That's what you're asking. But okay, then Rashi, who are then the other way around? Who are then e behema rishus hanizik? The omir rishus harabim. What about the animals in rishus hanizik and this omir, this sheaf of produce, is in rishus harabim? The gilgol toy, rishus harabim, rishus yachid. And the animal rolled it from rishus harabim to rishus yachid. E bos achilo zinon chayeves. If you go according to when you eat it, you'll be chayim because in Shusha Yochid, you must be shakale, or you know, if you go according to where he took it, petur, you'll be potter. Gavali, that's the shayla which we raised on Tuesday. Now, when we decide about Shem, is the critical point the location of eating it, or the critical point already where he took it from? If he took it from Shusha Yochid, then you're going to be chayim.
we say that the chain and rega that the halacha are the same, or is it just similar so far? You know by rega when you have soros, unless you're about that.
No, I want to answer it.
Soros, we only care about where the damage actually
is. I think that.
That's what we learned.
Yeah, where?
Yeah,
no, you're good. Good. He's not here. He's going to be on the top. So,
okay.
The authority means things to prove it.
All right. So, that is yes.
Right.
So, when an animal is walking in the Shusa Rabi and it picks up Sora, steps on pebbles there, and it shoots over Sora Shusa Yapi and it damages the Shusa Yapi, he's high.
Excellent. Very good. Brilliant. Very good. That is the question on the Shulti Gemara. And then back in the Gemara, he asked this question. Very good. Now, what's the question? That we know by Tzuris. We know by Tzuris, if you're walking, the animal's walking in the street, you don't go according to where it started. You go according to where it actually broke the kli. The Tzuris, they get kicked out, and they land on the fruit inside the Shulti, and we said, you're Khani. How do you mean it? Well, I said it there on the Fintech on the base. So if so, so you see clearly that you go by regal, by tzoris, you see clearly the ikir is the primary fact is where it broke. If it broke in Rishus Yochid, you're chayv. So to hear, if he ate in Rishus Yochid, he should be chayv. Oh, very good. Yeah. So also not the same. Not gonna say that.
Prove it.
It's not the same.
Why did she use special?
It's true. There's no tzuris by shame. But surely we can learn how to draw on special. Surely we can learn out from tzuris that when the tzuris spoke about regel, the tzuris spoke about where it broke. So too by shen, where the tzuris speaks about shen, it's where it broke. So it's not saying that here it's Suris. You want to bring a riot from Suris, you see the Iker is the fundamental point, the crucial point is where it broke, not where the thing started.
It's not universal.
Okay, maybe that's what Yossi is doing with the keyboard. No, Yossi thing is not the same. Why not? So what? Why not? Okay, but so what? Why shouldn't intention have any difference to do with where the damage happened? Why is intention have?
No. Well, I have a problem with the whole idea of where the damage happened, because really, if we want to focus on the owner of produce, if he leaves it in the Rishus HaRabim, he doesn't have an expectation. He expects, it's his fault. He expects that the produce is subject to being eaten by an animal which has a right to be there. So if produce is left there and it's eaten in Rishus HaYachid,
history. The Torah says Aviyah Bistayachid. That's history. What happened if that person leaves his fruit in the middle of Rishus HaYachid? And then one becomes a clean on the street and moves it into that person's garden, right? Mm-hmm. And then along comes an animal and eats it from that person's garden. What would be chayav? In the past, he left it out in the street. The owner of the animal would be chayav. Because the animal walked into that person's food field and ate it.
Even though it wasn't that person's chayav, it doesn't have to be that.
Reuben left his produce in the street. Along came the Irian's cleaner and moved that produce of Reuben into Reuben's field.
Reuben's
field.
Not any of Rishus.
Reuben's produce, Reuben's field. Everything Reuben. Along came Shimon's cow and walked into Reuben's field and ate up that fruit. But of course, that owner of Shimon's cow, Shimon, is going to have to pay for that produce because Shimon's animal ate it in Reuben's field. Reuben originally left it out there, and Reuben would have explained the animal to you. You're right. Now that it's in his Rishus, it's a different story. Exactly the same here. Instead of the Iriyat cleaner, this animal did the whole work itself. He cleaned up the street and put it into the Rishus HaYochid of Reuben. And it's in there. Since it's in there, so of course it should be Chayim. So what's the difference between Tzurios and him? You're starting definitely in the right direction. You might have said already 80% of the vault, but it's not sharp enough yet. Not sharp enough. We want a vault that's based on what we've learned once more. One of us, by Tzoris, it's possible to Ligmar, you go according to where it happened. And here we've got a Tzad that you go according to where you took it from. What's the difference? And the answer is going to be based on something which you've learned already in Keter Derega. Oh, that. Very good. They go Basami Kara. This is what Yaakov is saying, because I want to add this Nakuda to it. Now, there's a difference which we learned. There's a difference between shooting an arrow at an item, where that is not considered broken yet, and taking an item and throwing it off the roof when it is considered broken. So the Nachlas David wants to answer the question of the Shelter Gebarim the following way. If you take this item, you're involved in the item, like Yaakov said, you're involved in the item, you start with the motion, moving this item into a Shelter Yaakov, and then you're going to meet it. That's considered all Bosmiko, you go to when you started. Because you already then started the whole process into motion. Now, why am I kicking up a stone? I did nothing to the item itself. The entire damage to the item happened in Shisayaki. So, of course, there you're going to be hired.
It also says it's on the good book, too. By eating, he's either pulling it along or he's moved it. So, he's doing something that's good as opposed to just
I just want to say a point. When we're saying chilukim, it's much better if we can anchor it to something which we've learned. I mean, some principle or instead of us coming up with a new chiluk, it could be your chiluk right below there. Here we have a clear chiluk, which is what Yossi said from the Rava, is a chiluk in Bosnikar, that you're involved with the item itself, and in a case where it's done an arrow going towards it. So maybe that's the answer you want to say. Yeah, sure, I had this arm. Wait, I really wanted to finish my sentence first.
I wanted
to finish my sentence first.
Finish.
Yeah, that therefore like this. That's why I was ignoring it. I didn't see arm. I just wanted to finish the sentence. So maybe we're saying like this. When it comes to a person, animal walking in the street. So what if it started off in Rishon Sarabim? It's irrelevant. The item wasn't broken yet. It wasn't even started, the motion of the item being broken. It's just like something coming towards the item. But where did the item break? In a Shusayokin. There you're going to be chayav. So you can hear where. Why did the item break in a Shusayokin? Because the animal already started moving the item from a Shusayokin to a Shusayokin. So then we can go possibly Kara. The beginning was a Shusayokin. You're going to therefore be bottom. Yes, sure.
I don't understand it so well. So,
okay.
When it says that means that an animal made the thing move, or that the thing moved.
That was a Dovid's question before. Rashi said it means that the animal made the item. And Tais can ask, and he said that's not what it means. But that's Rashi learned that. Rashi understood it in the Gemara. It was the animal making it move. That's what Rashi understood.
Okay.
Yeah. Any further questions, gentlemen?
But this is like two separate mices. This is moving and then eating.
That's why we have a shayla here, and there was posture the yachayim. Here we have a shayla, but we have three cases with two extremes. We have one case where both takes the item and throws it off the roof, but this item's on the way to be broken, and there's no further action needed to it. It's on the way to be broken. It's all finished in the original mice unit. We have another extreme, and that's serious, where I did nothing to the item, just sent some missile, some projectile towards it. And then we have something in the middle here, where you started something with the item, but you need another act to kill it, to destroy it, right? So now, how do we define it? So, Shor was asking, serious, you see that you're chayv, and you look at where it's broken in your shitsayachid. So, Yossi would say, no, but it's not. It's more similar to the other extreme where you're actually involved in the item. Now you're right, in the other extreme where you're involved in the item, you're chayiv, definitely chayiv, because you go bossa mikar without any shayla about it, because you finished your whole pu'ud and what you did. Yeah, it's in between. You're doing something with the item, so I've got a right to look at it. That's right, I'm not sure. Do you look at it where you started? Or do you say, you know, and ultimately, there's a new act of Shen, and that's what's going to be Chayim. So very good. You've all together brought out the Shari.
So really, though, there should be different philosophies. If the animal is involved in moving it, first it moved on its own or some other thing, the animal did.
Sure. According to what you're actually learning, the Shari was specifically because the animal took it from Shetzirah into Shetzirah. Or from Shaziyah to Shaziyah. No, that was saying that person who breaks it is potter, because it's already broken earlier. That's David's point. The guy threw it out from the top. As far as the piece is concerned, it's finished. It's broken. Here, if the animal takes it from Shaziyah to Shaziyah, it's not broken at all. He's now going to have to do a new act to break it. Yeah, if you would just take it and then leave it there, the fruit would be good. It's only just gets at the end, that's why it's broken. So that's the dominant point. How can we compare it to that case of Rabba there? As far as if you go to Boss Mikara, the Kli is the broken Kli. Because irrelevant if a guy comes and breaks it, it's going to be broken. That's the dominant point. And that's why it's shown in the Gemara. Very good. No question. Right. Gewaltig. We've started. So, bring the Gemara now. The Gemara wants to bring some rice. The Gemara now wants to bring rice to see whether we go Basa where he took it or Basa where he ate it. Toshima, the Tonya Bechir, Masri, Mixosa Bifnim, or Mixosa Bechutz. If you have a load of something,
Sorry, Rolf, because I came in late. You Toshima, the Sunny Rabbi here. The right. First word, yeah. The line is Marashus.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Now the Tanya Mchir Masui. Masui is a load, a burden. Miksos b'pnim, miksos b'chutz. Part of it is inside Rishutzera Yochid, and some part of it outside Ayin Rishutzera. Now here we have a shayla. How you read the next words of the Gemara? Ochlo b'pnim chayeves, ochlo b'chutz petur. Those are the words of the brisa. You et bifnim chayeves, you et b'chutz petur. So now what does that mean? So the Gemara understands it means ma'ilam misgalgal v'osi. The Gemara understood it means if you et bifnim, you et everything bifnim. That the animal somehow pushed down on this masoi or pulled it along and et even the part that was originally outside, he et it inside. And the Tzalacha says, Yechayim. So what do we see from there? Why are you Chayim?
Well, because when you look at where it's eating in the game, and so then it would be...
Because we ignore where he took it from. One part of it was in Shetzeravik, but we ignore where he took it from. He ate it from inside. So maybe he's going to be Chayim for everything. So we see you go to Basachine. Why is he potter beats everything outside? Because even the part of it was inside and he took it from inside, but he looked where he ate it. And he ate it outside, so you're going to be potter. So Givaldik, my name is Galgo Vaossi. So we have a rai, you go Bosachina. It's a chai would have been in the pasture, you know, apart from Yossi yesterday, Tuesday. No, so the Gemara, no. Eima Ochlo al Mashabithnim. Hayebes. Al mashu b'chutz petur. Pshat is whatever he ate, if what he ate was originally inside, then you're chayiv. If what he ate was originally outside, he'll be potter.
He basically divided it all up.
That's right. You go basar l'kicha, basar l'kicha. You go where he goes from. Says the Gemara, could we go where he goes from? Ibo yisein there, it'll turn it to be kikom emchir. You know, Reb Chia said his din that you're chayiv if you eat it inside is b'psila des pasta. Siddharth's pasta is a very long, long strands of produce, where it's the same thing as inside and outside. It's not different kernels, and he took from outside inside. It's a one long thing from inside going outside. So it says the Gemara, if it's one long thing and he eats it inside, that's not called taking outside and bringing it in. That's called eating inside. Now, part of this inside is outside. But I'm chewing inside, and as I chew inside, it's moving along. It's not called I'm taking something from outside. It's called all being inside.
It's as opposed to moving like two acts, one moving it, right, and then the other.
So Mameda, although it's true, part of this is pasta was outside, but if I eat it inside and Mameda, the whole thing gets nigra with it, it's called eating it inside. If I eat it outside and Mameda, the whole thing gets nigra with it, the whole thing gets outside. So it says the Gemara, got no rhyme whether you go basa achina, whether you go basa lekicha. There's no rhyme at the end of the day. We thought we had a rhyme, you go basa lekicha, you go basa achina. That's what we thought we had a rhyme. Could be not two truths, either two dichuim, either it means what was originally inside the chayim for, or was originally outside the potiphar, or we're talking about psila da aspasta, long strands of produce, where there, wherever you're eating, that's what's considered what you're doing. Rashi, psila.
Yeah.
Al shem da orapu, korele psila. Because it's a long pieces of produce. That's why it's called psil. You know, psil is a wick, which is a long thing. So just like a wick is a long thing, so to this produce is long. I didn't see thin, it's true. I made up thin. Strand, it's an English word. It's different. A long piece of produce. Okay. It could be English means strand differently to American.
I must be missing something, because it seems like there is a conclusion, because Rechia says that, you know, the akla b'fnim then chayevet, and the fact that he's now saying this is a long straw, it doesn't detract from his original idea.
It's a suggestion of the Gemara. It's not the Gemara doesn't know that's what we're talking about. The Gemara is saying it could be that's what we're talking about.
Yes, but it doesn't contradict what Reb Chiya said. That achla bifnim chayevet.
It could be that Reb Chiya was saying, we're not coming to contradict Reb Chiya, we're coming to explain Reb Chiya. Yes. It could be Reb Chiya meant they ate produce that was outside and brought it inside. Or it could be Reb Chiya was talking about long pieces of produce. We don't know what Mechir was speaking about. We thought it was coming to tell us there was this load, massive big load, and it was full of kernels, and the animal took from Shusriyam and brought it in Shusriyam and then ate it there. That's what we thought. And then you have a Raya Bosa Achila. He might say, no, it could be otherwise. Two other Mahalakim, what you could say in Mechir. One Mahalak was, wherever he eats, whatever was originally outside your pot, whatever was originally inside your chayim, it's one possibility. Or maybe Reb Chiya was talking about long strands, so it's possible you go basa achila. So you're going to write to our shayla, which we ask him, do you go basa achila, basa hedon?
Back to Raya, we had that case where the plea was in the shisuya, and then he had a stick that was attached to the plea, and was jetting out into the shisurabi.
Okay.
He steps on it and breaks the plea.
Yeah. So you see that.
So that you're looking at where, you know, the animal had,
where the action happened.
Where it happened. And it happened.
Very good. That's what we're saying as well. Where the action actually happens. Where the eating actually happens. Very good. Okay, says Rashi. I think maybe see after Rashi, you still don't understand that you should ask again. Okay. Says Rashi, Masuyu. Mysterious first word on the line is my print. Masuyu. Anyone know what the next three letters mean? Kesakadaito. The havamin of the Gemara was, it's a havamin. It means we don't know what this Bryce was saying. It's a havamin. This is what the Bryce is talking about. Amtachas is a saddle. Melea soim, saddlebag. Melea soim, full of barley. Va'ochlo bifnim. And it ate all those pieces of barley, it ate it bifnim. and yet you're chayevis. So my life, keep going. Shachlosi kuloi. When we say you add, it means you add all of it. Rachi kama. Achlosi b'fnim. It adds all of it inside. How to do it? Part of it was outside. Kugoyin shei gilgalais kuloi b'fnim. He rolled it all inside. Chayevis. Then you're chayev because you ate it in rishus yachid. Gilgal to the chutz p'turah. If you're all the way outside your bottle. Alma Bosachir Azina is Igorakundahile, Igorakund where you eat it, you don't go kund where it was originally located. So Gemara said, no, Aima, we could say, not that definitely this is Pshat, Aima, we could say, Ochlo, Alma Shebechutz Pitua, Alma Shoyamunot Mitchila, the chutz, whatever was originally outside is Pitua. But Amunot Mitchila, Bifnim, and whatever was originally inside, the boss is we could say that this price meant that you go from where it started, where it originated. No difference if it's inside or outside, you go to where it was originally originated. It's now the second shot. We could say we could say, like originally stated, they ate it inside chayevis. Not they took from chayevis ala kulo. Not they only chayev what was originally inside. If you ate it inside, you're chayev for the entire amount. Ochlosi b'chutz, if you ate it outside, b'tura al kulo, you're potter for the whole thing. Eloitiv, sorry, don't prove from here that Gilgal will see that Gilgal rolling is considered anything. Because we can establish and say that Rebchia was talking about psila das pasta. What is that? Masui, not pasta. No,
as was a long strand.
Masui shall shachas. It's a load of shachas. Shachas is the beginning of straw growing. So all of arukin, its leaves are very long. One side of it is inside, one side outside. The kiven, the high ratio. Since one side, kigorele, when you pull it, ozel idach basa, the other side follows suit. Then it's commander monach kuloi bechaduk tadomi. It's as if it's all in one location. Hilkach azlinon basa behemah, we go according to the behemah. Wherever the behemah is eating, it's considered that it's eating this fruit. King can be burned on with the shine of Gemara was going in Bali. The Kuli Garim Koli Bifnim. The entire Garim, the entire kernel or seed, yeah. The entire kernel is Bifnim. Oibachutz. Vichy Ochla Hai, when you eat one of them, Loi Ozul Hai Basse. It doesn't mean the other kernel come along with it. The animal made it roll that way. And that's a shine. You go boss of the kirchot, you go boss of. So Rashi psila al shem the or who? The coronet psila. Because it's long, it's called psila. Okay?
Okay, it's shachas.
Shachas is the straw grows. It's the first third of straw growth, it's called shachas. It cuts it three times. It's the first third, it cuts them again and again. It's long pieces of straw. Yeah, a load, a burden on shachas. I don't have to translate in English the word shachas. It's straw that grows the first third of it.
The top.
The first part. No.
Well, it grows. We say first, it's not the first to grow. It should be moving up and be the top third.
No,
the bottom.
It grows a third, they cut it. Mm-hmm. It grows again, they cut it. It grows again a third time. It's what the Schmitter people lived off of the last year. They're allowed to cut for animal food. So they would do that. They would grow the shachas, cut it, give it to animals, and go again and again. That's what their parnasa was. Okay, it's good. There's one massive, massive, ginormous difficulty in this Rashi. The Gemara went well. There's one unbelievable kushi in Rashi that is really big. Let's go over Rashi. Let's go over Rashi. Ibai Zemes. Remember, what's this Rashi come to answer? What's the Ibai Zemes say? We thought we had the right. You go, Bossa. Achila. That's what we thought we had the right. You go, Bossa. So the Bchir said, Yochayev, if you eat it inside Yochayev. So we thought we had the right. You go, Bossa Achila. Saying, got no right. You go, Bossa Achila. Because here we're talking about Aspasta. And Aspasta, of course, you go, Bossa Achila. But by our side is in a case where you had to take an item which was not connected to Rishus Yochid. You took it from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Yochid. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Yeah? Now let's go over Rashi. There's one tremendous difficulty in Rashi. Ibai Seima. Let's go over again. Yossi, you would like to read Rashi. Ibai Seima. Go on, you can do it.
Really,
the
what we're being taught is
no, no, no. It could be like we learned.
Above it means ha'eves al kulo. Well, it said above it means meant that it was the entire produce.
It's chay yochay. When it says yochayeves, it's referring to the entire produce, not like the first chat we said, not like the first dich we said. They only chay for what was originally inside. No, yochay for the entire thing. Right? When it says you're eating it outside your pot, when it says your pot is going on everything, your pot, everything, even the stuff that was inside your pot.
Don't say that the whole discussion here is about the rolling, being dragged in.
Right? Did you translate that? Did you translate that? What does Timshay mean? Don't resolve. Yeah. Don't resolve the shayla. We have the shayla. Do you go according to achila or do you go according to lekicha? So don't resolve from here that what?
Right. If he is stated, it's referring to a case of gilgul.
Okay, very good. Trying to get out of it. You hear the problem. This is the problem first. The loitish, don't resolve from here that gilgul is something. That gilgul is something. That means we had the shayla. Do you go according to the achila, or do you go according to the lekicha? What would be the tzad to go according to the lekicha? That we standard was saying that the lekicha is the defining thing. The lekicha is the defining point. Here, Rashi is saying that we're talking about that you're chay for everything. If you eat it inside, you're chay for everything. So why should we chay for everything, even the stuff outside? But like Tisha, don't resolve from here that Gilgal is something. That if you did a Gilgal, the might of Gilgal is considered an act. No, because Rav Chiya was talking about a long psila. Rashi sounds like he's saying.
But that's isn't that Gilgal itself? I mean, when you're eating it, it's moving
along. That's all the different. That's the different. But we want to know if he's taking a kernel from outside, bringing it inside, are you chayav or not? That's what I want to know. You took a kernel from outside, bring it inside. Now, if you say you gilgal milsi, that taking it is considered something, then we would say if you took it from a shita rabbin and brought it in a shita, you'd be bottle. Because the gilgal is something, and the gilgal is the beginning of the process, and then you'd be bottle. If you say gilgal is not irrelevant, the whole point is achila. Then you would be chayim. You're entering Rishus Yochid. Took from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid. If your gilgal is something, then you would be potter because you took it from Rishus Yochid. If you hold that no gilgal is nothing, the whole point is the achila. Then what would be the din? You took it from Rishus Yochid. You entered Rishus Yochid. So if gilgal is something, you'd be potter. If gilgal is nothing, but rather the whole primary thing is achila is be chayav. Here the Gemara was saying, Rashi is saying, that we mean when it says you're chayav for eating inside, it means you ate everything inside and you're chayav for everything. Why should I be chayav for everything? Some of it was outside, Says Rashi, don't prove from here that Gilgul is something. But comes rather here with the Maspasta. These words are so difficult. He should have said, don't prove from here that Achila is the Ikka. Not the Gilgul. Don't prove from here that Achila is the Ikka. Because here we're talking about where long pieces. And in the case where it's candles, maybe it's different. Rashi says, Lay Tisha, the Gilgul will see. Don't prove from here that Gilgul is something. Not the Gilgul is anything. Don't prove from here that Achila is anything. That's the question, Rashi. I'd say again, I want you all to cut the Keshi. And then we'll say, Yossi Pshat. The Keshi is that we want to establish the case, but you're talking about it at everything inside, and you're hired for everything, even for what was outside. Which the Chari proves to us something of our Shai. What's it prove? We have the Shai. If you go to the Kicho, you go to Mos Achina. That was the Shai. Is the Gilgul considered part of the act? In which case, you'd be the Gilgul would define it, or the Ikka is the Achila, and the Achila is what defines it. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. If I tell you that if you eat it all inside, your chayv even for what was outside, what's that prove to us? That the Gilgul is something or the Achila is something? What does it teach us?
Gilgul is something.
Teach you the Gilgul is something?
Well,
perhaps you can explain
how. Gilgul is necessary. Maybe it's.
I want to know, is the Gilgul a factor in defining the Chiyuv? We had the Shaila. Do you go about the Achila or do you go about the Lekicha? Lekicha is another word for Gilgul, right? Do you say that the Gilgul is the defining factor or no, the Achila is the defining factor? The location of the Achila is the defining factor or the location of the Gilgul is the defining factor? If I tell you that you're chayim, if you eat it inside, you're chayim for everything, even on what was outside. So what's that teaching us? Achila is the defining factor. And yeah, Rashi says, don't resolve for me that the Gilgul is the defining factor. That's not right. You should have said, like Timshay, that Achila is the defining factor. So Yossi, that's the Koshi, the tremendous difficulty in Rashi, which we're not going to talk, which is bothered about. He goes to town giving a whole lot. Yossi wants to resolve this question. Simply say, Loi Tishoit, don't resolve from here regarding the Shiloh of Gilgal. You want to know whether Gilgal is Milsa or not? Don't resolve from here that Shiloh about whether Gilgal is Milsa, that it isn't. Yeah, that's how you would resolve it. Because we're not talking about that case. No, you hear the case, yeah?
Rov, doesn't that imply that it is a Barachila? She says, don't resolve it on Gilgul, doesn't then means that he's saying it's on Achila.
It is Achila.
I'm what saying, yeah. If he's saying it's don't resolve it because of Gilgul, doesn't the implication mean that therefore it must be Achila?
Well, Loitishoi, don't resolve from here to Gilgul Milsa or that Gilgul is Bemet that. Because correct. We could explain that we're talking about long strands and that we weren't talking about Gilgul. But we were asking that there's no habaminah to resolve from here the Gilgul Milsa. The habaminah was the Achila is Milsa, not the Gilgul. Rashi's saying, don't resolve from here that the Gilgul is Milsa. If you'd ask a school child who was learning the Gemara, he would have thought, till now, at this stage, we thought Achila is Milsa. And don't prove from here that Achila is Milsa, because then we're going to talk about long strength. That's the question, Rashi, the matter. Very difficult question. Okay, Yossi wants to fetch out of it. I don't really see. I hear the question more.
Fetch?
Yeah, fetch. Fetch means not glut. Yeah, that means at each stage of the Gemara, you have to think where we hold it. Where are we holding? Each stage, we have to know where we hold it. Where we hold it. At this stage, before we say espasta, what's the muscle issue? Before we say a spasta, before we talk about your past, where are we holding before we say a spasta? Where are we holding the shayla? We've got a shayla. Is it Achila or is it Gilgul? Do you go according to the Gilgul? Do you go according to the Achila? And we thought, what did we think? It's Achila. And we're now saying, don't prove it's Achila. because it could be really Gilgal is something. And just in this case, you go with Achim. Why in this case you go with Achim? Because it's Aspasa. So there is no Gilgal. It's all Achim. It's only Achim. There is no Gilgal. If there would be a Gilgal, then maybe the Halacha would be different. That's what we're holding. But the stage before we say Aspasa, we think Pashtas is Achim. So don't resolve and say, oh, we've been pushed at the Shaila and it's Achina, because it could be also that you go Vasa, Gilgal in some other cases. Now read that in the Gemara, in Rashi. Also read that way. Veloitish shows, don't resolve that Gilgal will say that Gilgal is something. Don't resolve the Gilgal. I just thought we were resolving Achina, is it? The Achina is the Kibbeh, not the Gilgal. So don't resolve for me the Gilgal love milso. Don't resolve for me the Gilgal is not anything. No, because Gilgal could be something. That's what it should be in Rashi. Rashi throws on the over. Doesn't fit. We were holding Achina's Dika. Don't resolve from here the Gilgal is Dika. Don't resolve for me the Gilgal is Dika. Don't resolve for me Achina's Dika. Ignore the Gilgal. So how do you read that? The light tip said, don't resolve from here.
The Gilgal is a look at this.
Don't resolve from here, Alan. Don't resolve from here.
So the Gilgal is something important
here. That is what we were saying. We were saying the Gilgal is not halakhically important. So we're not allowed this. That's what we were saying. The Gemara Rashi now saying that you're basically saying, don't make that statement because it could be that Gilgal is something and not really important. We were saying that Gilgal's nothing. That's what we brought this Brisa for. Tani over here, we were saying that Gilgal's nothing. That's what we were saying. We were saying that Achil is the Ikka. Says this Yibai saying, but don't make that mistake. You were thinking that Achil is the Ikka. It's not true. Gilgal could also be the Ikka. That's what it should be saying in Rashi. Don't make that mistake thinking that Gilgal's nothing. Gilgal is something. No, how do you read that inside? Beloit Tishay, don't resolve and say that Gilgal is something. What do you mean? I was resolving that Gilgal is nothing, not Gilgal is something. Beloit Tishay, don't resolve the Shaila which we had. How are we resolving the Shaila? What were we saying? The Achina, how do you read the next 3 months? It doesn't say that ignore Gilgal. It says Gilgal will see.
Wrong.
Don't resolve and say that Gilgal is something.
Is that the getting to the part that you're trying to do? Don't go to Gilgal.
Which is what we always said. So what's the Ilah? We always said you weren't going to Gilgal. Here Rashi is saying, Ibai said, far from the beginning, Rashi. Ibai said, Lo'olom, Kidik Tani, that you enter inside, you're chayim, on everything. You enter outside, you're part on everything. And if so, that would sound like you go Kunta Achina. Lo'itiv Shoy, don't resolve based on this thing. That Gilgal is Melsi, that Gilgal is something. Why would that? What's Rashi saying? Why would that? I just thought they could have either. Don't hold the point and say that Gilgal is something. No, you know why? Because in this case, that's why you go Bosachin. The reason why. Yeah.
Sorry, just isn't it possible the reason why this is relevant in Rashi's world is because we started this with Boy Rav Zaira, with Gilgal Mahu. So it starts out by saying, is it a thing? Is it a thing?
We thought we had a raya, it's not. We thought we answered the shayla. We thought we had a raya, the Gilgal is lav milsi. From the fact that he says, if you eat inside your chayv, the entire thing, we thought we had answered the Zera's shayla. If Zera the shayla, is Gilgal something? We thought we came to the conclusion, Gilgal lav milsi. Gilgal is nothing. Because you go bas achila. Now we say, no proof. Here we're talking as fast. It could be Gilgal is something. Here we're talking as fast. So don't resolve your question like you were trying to say, because it could be Bemet, Gilgal is something. It could be Gilgal is something. I have to read Rashi. But like you were trying to say, what were you trying to say? But like you were trying to say that what? The Gilgal Milsi, the Gilgal is something. We're trying to say the opposite. We're trying to say Achil is something. If it would have said Gilgal Lab Milsi, it would have been better. Oh, so because of this question, Yossi is saying we have to say something else. We have to say, "V'lo tifshet the shayla about Gilgal Milsi." Don't be patient for me. The shayla about Gilgal Milsi, whether Gilgal would be Milsi, because we're talking about here where there's one long thing, and therefore there is only an achila involved. There is no Gilgal. But whether in a case where you would have garinim, whether it would be shayla. To have Gilgal, what would be the end? That could be maybe Gilgal would be Milsi. The mortgage might say La Milsi Melachami. Because of your case, this case, the case is there. It's very difficult. And Yossi therefore said, okay. Okay. Right. He's got him. Nothing's got a shot, a whole different shot. I think it's a bit above us. The cash is there. At least we know there's a cash. So, okay, Tosfos is chalik on Rashi completely. Tosfos, the Mamasa is Gaon Lamao, he disagrees on Rashi on a number of fronts. Pirush HaKuntzos, the Mesakelei, he was Achila Zinon, he was a Lekicha. Where do you go to the Achila, where do you go to the Lekicha? The Koshe, fake Tosfos, the Kash, one Kash from a code which we haven't yet learned. Kelem, Shenotzo Charor, the Gemara says, the dog takes a loaf of bread, Volach the Godish, and he goes to a Godish. And he eats the loaf of bread there. Pshita lo, the ochlish, the godish, the amir. If he eats the bread on somebody else's haystack, not on the haystack of the owner of the bread, pato, he's not chayiv. Why? It's not in his field. It's in somebody else's field. One second, where did he take the loaf of bread from? The owner's house. So you see, you don't go boss in a kira.
How do we
know
that was the case? How do we come up with this idea now?
That what?
We can't see this thing that he took it from one field to another field.
I can't have it's a mission. I can't have it's not a charor, but all of the godish.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It says on the charor, you pay nezik shalom. It says the Gemara that this Caleb Shalotal must be talking about a case where he ate it. Look at the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Here. Gemara, come give him along with the added. My third last line. Eating the dog, Robbie Goddish, the army. If he ate on another person's Goddish, Robbie, you know, the baby stay out of a leg. We might take the portion that you're not kind. Third last line from Gimel. So, isn't that weird? The Gemara of Gimel takes on a double portion, and the Gemara of Chav asks as a Shaila. What don't you understand?
Why would we just
speak about
a case, but
you took
the
Torah?
We have license to say
that. The Gemara, no, not license. The Gemara was trying to understand the Mishnah. Mishnah says, you're trying to pay the Charon as it shone. Says the Gemara, when did he eat it? If he ate it on the Yatsin Godish, then it wouldn't be Chayim. Because he didn't eat it in the Rishus of the Nizim.
But he
ate
it.
Huh?
He took somebody's bread and
ate it. Oh, so what do you see from the Gemara? The final point of whether you chay for Shen is where you ate it, not where you took it from. The Gemara said, if you took that loaf of bread and you ate it in some yatsu shus, it's poshut kipotah.
Where do you see?
The Gemara says so.
Where's the Gemara get it from?
Okay. Point. No, that's not the point of Tosis yet. The point of Tosis is the Gemara took on a double poshut that gather of beer of Shen is where you eat it. The Gemara has no sad otherwise. Yeah. The Gemara says Uvir Bisteyakha, the title of the word Uvir Bisteyakha means he devoured it in somebody else's rishus. But if you went and you took it and you ate it in rishus harabim, it would be potter. That's what the Gemara said. So isn't it weird that the Gemara of Zayadavchav if they had a shayla about it without any conclusion, and the Gemara of Kav Gimel takes on the pashut that you're potter. So it sounds non-Rashi. Rashi was saying the shayla in this Gemara is. If whether you go about the lekicha And maybe if you go about Sadaqi, you'll be Chaya. The Gemara and Chav Gimel said, clearly not Chaya. I don't know.
Circle these words.
Yeah. Okay, well, then he burned that. No, you're welcome to look at the Gemara afterwards again. It's going on the Chara. And the Gemara says, the Chara, you've made Nedek Shari. So the Gemara says, why? Why you have Nedek Shari? Where did you do it? If you did it in somebody else's Rishus, you wouldn't be Chaya in Nedek Shari.
Just
right. Frank Dice has gone to Rashi, they have a song about it. And yet the command of Rav Gimel saying to a posha that you got to be bottle. Surely that shows us that you definitely go basa achila. There's no suffering in the Gemara that you go basa likir.
Doesn't
it
just
want to be suffering? It's going to Rashi's loss. Come to Rashi's explanation. So he's going to say the Gemara. Come to Rashi's explanation, we're left with a very weird thing. The Gemara of Chav has a sobbing about it without being poshut, and the Gemara of Gimel takes on the poshut one way. Which is very not geshmak. That's the first question. Second question. No, Yossi, there are kashas in places, but not be like to go your way now. Your kasha is you don't understand what's the havam, and you shouldn't be chayim if you took it from somebody else's poshut. Right? But that Rav Zeya had a sobbing anyway. You have to accept that there could be another way of thinking, not the way you originally thought. You have to accept that there's another way of thinking, that no, you go from the Basakhira. And says in the Gemara of Chav, you see clearly that is what it is. You go from the Akhira. So what's the Shaila here, whether you should go Basakhira? Then you see, you go Basakhira. First Kasha. Second Kasha, this is the Kasha of David, the Kasha of Yeshua. The Lashem is Galgal Loi Mashmaki. Misgalgal, those that know about Dikduk, is passive. It is rolling, not that somebody makes it roll. Misgalgal doesn't sound like somebody is megalgalit. Rashi says the Shaila was misgalgal, that some the animal is megalgalit. It makes it roll. The notion of hifil, it makes it roll. Misgalgal is an ifal. It is rolling. Not sounding like Rashi Pshat. The main is the place is building these two cars, we got new chats. You're going to kind of repairs, Rishus and Isaac. We're talking about pairs that are in Rishus and Isaac, or made Galgali. They are rolling beyond Rishus Rabbit. They're rolling towards Rishus Rabbit. Dila, Shabbeima, Ma'akvosan, Bepia. If the Beima wouldn't have caught them and killed them with his mouth, Ma'akvosan, Sham. They would end up in Rishus Rabin. They come in. And this is the Shaila of the Gemara. Are they considered that they're ready in Rishus Rabin or not? Do we say, since they're rolling down to Rishus Rabin, they're in Rishus Rabin? And if animal eats even Rishus Yochin, you'd be faulted because they're parents of Rishus Rabin. Or no, the mice in the animal enters. So you all can that figure. Do you look at the here and now, or do you look at where it's ending up? Great China. Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, first we say about this child. And go cautious. Very good. China is, do you say, look at where the parents are? Right now, they're rolling towards Rishus Rabin. They are considered Rishus Rabin parents. What do you say? No, the mice, the animal, at the minute, so yok in the yoga. Okay, all the guys is talking about Masui, Mixos with Nim. That is load. My love, Bimis Galgal. Isn't it a similar type of thing? To open the mouth, the kahu. If you have a load, half finishes the yok, half finishes the yok. You start eating the ones down below, then the ones above are going to be rolling down towards it. Mixos with Nim, Mixos with Nim, took Tony. You see, if you eat it inside your chayim, he's saying, I've got a load, half of it is out and half of it inside. The one in would be rolling out, and yet your chayim for the parents that you eat in Shusayochid. So, what do you see? You go about it because of the here and now. My love, the misgalgal to ochre the milsikahu, the mixosa bifnim, mixosa bifnim. Octoni, it says, ochra bifnim, chayemes. Avapisha, safe in his galgal, the chutz. Imloisha, chrosom. even though it would have rolled out, had you not eaten it, nevertheless, you're chayiv. But ochla b'chutz, good Torah. The case of ochla b'chutz, you're potter, that's poshut. All right, it's outside, and it would have rolled outside, so of course you're potter. So he says, the reason why he said the Tama agav risha, the Muslim pshita. You have a load, half of it is outside, lower down, half is inside, higher up. Obviously, the part that's inside is going to roll down to the lower down. So the ones that eat outside, of course, you're potter, because Rosh Hashanah Rabbi means Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. But the chiddush is the ones that eat inside, then you're going to be chayiv, even though they would have rolled outside. So you see that you go according to where you are. Something which is meant to stay inside. It's not meant to be running out. Even it would never be on that side. On that your chayes. They're very long. They're not talking about rolling at all. We're talking about long leaves. And what's the chiddush? You might have thought maybe you should go according to the majority of the leaf. If the majority of the leaf is inside, you're chayim. Majority of the leaf is outside, you're potter. Come on, so look, whatever you eat inside, you're potter. Chayim, whatever you eat outside, you're potter. I sense that we have to resolve this on Sunday because I can't. You haven't yet managed to learn properly. Am I right? Stop. Okay, we have to resolve on Sunday. Very quickly, very, very quick one to come with the
chayim. Rob, yes. On Sunday I'm traveling, but please go, I'll see you in person on Tuesday.
Woo! Mitz Hashem. Wow, I'm looking forward. Sweet's coming on Tuesday, Mitz Hashem. You can ask him on Tuesday when he comes. So, Mitz Hashem. Very good. So, very, very, very quick vote to this week's parasha. It's late. There's a pasuk that says, Re'ei kol ha-moysim asher samti biyotcha. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, look at all the moysim that are placed in your hands, and when you go to power, you should say it. So, Mefarshim Abadim, what do you mean by look? What do you mean look at the Moshim? What do you mean by that? So, Mefarshim Abadim about it. So, Svona says very important you say. He says it like this: Ayin b'chol pam b'chol ha-Moshim shiyu. The Svona. That look at, continuously look at what I've told you to do. Shiyu oz musamim biyotcha. Says the Svarno, Re'ei means, I'm giving you certain moifsim, review them the whole time to make sure that you do it perfectly well, so that it's exactly like I command you to do. And then the Apostle carries on, Vasisim Repnei Parik. Oz Tatzliach Lasoisim Repnei Parik Kishalei Tishan. If you review what I've told you to do exactly like I've told you, then you'll be matzliach to do it right. To do it right in front of power. Says the Svon. And then he wants to tell you his soid now. When a person has a mitzvah, and he's meant to do it, a mitzvah that Hashem told us to do it, and he doesn't do it exactly like Hashem wanted it, he won't be matzliach for the mitzvah. If he's lacking a tiny element in it, or does a bit more than he's meant to be doing it, you will not be matzliach in the mitzvah. You won't achieve what Hashem wanted us to achieve. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you certain moishim to do in power. If you want them to be matzliach, you have to do exactly like he said. If you change somewhat from what I told you to do, whether you add a little bit, you subtract a little bit, it will not be matzliach, it will not be matzliach by one. Says the Svono, this is a lesson for us, that when Hashem gives us mitzvahs to do, we have to do exactly like Hashem wants to do it, not to change divergence, anything. So like we see, the Yiga, Valiga, Valiyosef, it is to add or subtract from anything which Hashem tells us to do, because otherwise, says the Svono, you won't be matzliach, like the sky is a mitzvah k'mishtzah. Because we would think that every mitzvah got proxim and dikdukim. We think it's not chumra. We think that we're doing the mitzvah. As long as we do the ikim mitzvah, you're good. Do all the sepas, everything which Hashem added to it. As long as you do the ikim, you've done the mitzvah. The rest is the chumra ba'alma to do. It says the rest is one. No. When Hashem tells us to do mitzvahs, we are obligated to do it exactly like we are told to do, without diverging mechlah, because otherwise we're lacking on the whole mitzvah. You won't be matzliach to achieve the whole mitzvah, what the mitzvah wants is to achieve, you won't achieve it from that. So I saw how is it possible that a person will be able to achieve the mitzvah exactly like Hashem wants? So a person has to, when you do mitzvahs, you have to do the mitzvahs purely because this is what the Hashem wants, not because of your own hargoshes. Person often you have the luchis, you have the five mitzvahs, ben odom chaver, five mitzvahs, ben odom mokim alay, ben odom mokim, ben odom chaver. Why they put together the ben odom mokim, which are not mitzvahs sichli, Shabbos is not mitzvahs sichli, to ben odom lechaver, which are all mitzvahs sichli. Because this is the mitzvah. This has come to teach us this history. When a person does a mitzvah, he has to a mitzvah, even the ben odom lechaver, which is sichli, you're doing it because of your mitzvah, because of the tzibur d'Hashem. The minute you bring your own argoshes in it, then you decide these things are important, these things aren't important, and I'll do the ikwa, I feel it's important, and I ignore the mitzvah. Says the Sfona, if you do that, the mitzvah won't be miskayim. You have to do the mitzvah purely, because this is what the Rebbeinu wants me to do, and then it doesn't make a difference between the ikwa or the prat. Hashem wants me to do all of it, I mean, I have to do it all. So that's in a power, we make him out as a really bad guy. But if you look at Midrashim, the beginning of the parasha, he was mommy standing up the Kharisol. There's no way. And then the Medrash says they deposed him. Because they deposed him, he felt, oh, I'm honest now. And then he did the U-turn and he started troubling Kharisol. But Matthew was a matter of honest. He was a matter of honest. He really was sticking up for Kharisol, but he was honest, pushed against the wall. He did the job. On the other hand, we find that it says that they kept the children alive. Now they were also anus. So what's the difference between Paray? That Paray, due to his anus, he did the terrible things. And they, despite the fact that Miriam, despite the fact that they were anus, they did Gevaldig Zach. Until the Tiana Sadiqim, they had Yerushalayim. That's the difference. If a person does a mitzvah, not because I've got such Gevaldig Midas. I might have had these middens, but then when it comes to a crunch, the middens go out of the way. The Yechevah, the Miriam also had Gemalvika middens, but their middens were based on what the Rebbeinu wants. The Rebbeinu wants me to do something, I'll do it. Despite the hardships, maybe it is hard now, but the Rebbeinu wants it. That's the Yisoid which I saw up in the Svon. The person has to do mitzvahs, not because his own Agosh is telling him to do a mitzvah. No, you have to do a mitzvah because of Tzivu Rebbeinu. Simri Benshev tells me to do something, then it makes no difference if it's the Prat or the Klal or the Diktukim. Hashem tells me to do it, you have to do the whole thing. Says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you these Moshim, do Chazal, and don't start making up how you want to do them. Do Chazal and do exactly how I told you to do it, and then you'll be Matzliach in achieving the good. So have a good Shabbos. Okay, so Chazal on Tosis, okay? It sounds like you need it.